This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. California has more than 81,000 farms, and farmers claim four-fifths of all water its citizens consume. In 2010, India announced seven solar energy storage projects. Only one has been built. The others were abandoned when builders discovered the air is so hazy, their initial estimates of potential solar power were off by as much as a quarter. Meanwhile, the current government is proposing building 455 coal-powered electric plants compared to its current 148, which provide two-thirds of its current power. Of every additional $1 Americans spend for items online this year, Amazon captured 51 cents. 191 million voter files on nation builders were released or hacked, much of it publicly available. In Pennsylvania, it costs $20 to download the whole voter file, which includes names, addresses, birthdays, gender, and party, in a spreadsheet format. North Carolina offers free access to an online database of voters. Wisconsin makes its voters available on a file online with privacy restrictions that leave out such information as dates of birth and social security numbers, and it charges $25 and $5 per 1,000 voter records. Several retailers were accused of not passing along savings to consumers who bought items at major hubs, including Heathrow Airport near London. Regardless of their nationalities, passengers at British airports who are flying to destinations outside the EU are exempt from paying the value-added tax, which can reach 20%. The measure applies not only to duty-free stores, but also to retailers as varied as Boots, WH Smith, or Dixon's. One widely cited statistic from a 1997 report by the Immigration and Naturalization Service puts the number of people who overstay their visas at 40%, about 4.4 million of the estimated 11 million undocumented residents in the U.S. Today, nobody knows the figure. New law that took effect allows certain Texans to wear their handguns in holsters on their hips or in shoulder holsters, Dirty Harry style, openly displaying the fact that they are armed as they work, shop, dine, or go about their day. Change directly affects only a small fraction of Texans, 925,000 men and women with active state-issued licenses to carry a concealed firearm, close to 4% of the state's 27.4 million residents. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.